I did not know that that song was going to affect me in that way. I will build my trust upon you, Lord. I will build my life upon you, Lord. In case you didn't know, and lest you forget, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is the Alpha and the Omega. God is the beginning and the end. And though we may be living in the in-between time as followers of Jesus, we are witnesses to the Christ who entrusted us to share the good news of the gospel, to proclaim hope and trust in God as we offer care, love, grace, forgiveness to our neighbor and to each other. And even though we do not know what tomorrow holds, we do know that God holds tomorrow. Can I get an amen? As a community of faith, we live on to see another day. As we are continuously challenged to be faithful to the one who proclaims, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me." Today's lectionary text message, the three-year cycle of biblical scripture, is one that many of us witnessed as far back as we can remember. If you have seen or heard these words, "Choose this day," or "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," raise your hand, honk your horn, and put it in the comments. That's what I thought. I distinctly remember needlepoint pillows in my grandma's house. I have seen these words framed in beautiful artwork decorating your walls and your homes. I have also witnessed humorous renditions of Joshua's words. "As for me and my house, we will serve tacos." Makes me a little bit hungry. Maybe we should have a taco truck one Sunday. "Over quarantine, as for me and my house, we will stay home." And of course, two of my favorites, "As for me and my house, we will serve chocolate and coffee." Amen. See? These words are readily available when a teenager is rebellious. I may have heard that text growing up over and over again. Or even as an adult child who has yet to leave, hearing from their parents, "As for me and my house." These have been and will be and are defining words for a defining moment. It kind of stops you in your tracks when you hear them. It's as if you know that something is about to happen. The book of Joshua is an exciting story, a testimony of faith, and an account of God's covenant promises to God's people. The Israelites have fought long and hard, long bloody battles leading to the destruction of Canaanite power and the conquering of the Canaanite land. The land we know as flowing with milk and honey. This real estate is about to be divided amongst the 12 tribes of Israel. And this lectionary passage, this text message, parachute drops us right into a defining moment. Verse 1 tells us that Joshua has gathered all of the tribes of Israel to Shechem. He summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they have presented themselves before God. I want to pause here for a moment and just sit. Joshua has gathered all of the community leaders. I imagine similar to what we are experiencing in this very moment. After all, verse 1 says that they presented themselves before God. You know, every time we gather together for worship, for fellowship, for study, for small groups, for mission and service, as leaders in our faith community, as witnesses to the light of Christ, no matter where you are individually or collectively, we too present ourselves before God. For a moment, I would like for you to recall just one defining moment in your life. Maybe it was when you graduated high school and moved away to college. Maybe it was when you married the love of your life. Maybe it was when a loved one passed away. Maybe for some reason it's this moment right now. See, defining moments are not temporary. They leave marks on our lives. Defining moments help us to move forward toward a future hope. See, without Jesus in our lives, nor the grace, the mercy, the love, the salvation, and the forgiveness of God, we have not truly been defined. As all are symboled, the words of the Lord flow through Joshua. And they hear in unity this historical account of events in their shared history. God is reminding them not only of how far they have come, but how God was with them along the way. See, Joshua in verses 2 through 13 reminds the leaders and the judges, because over time we sometimes forget or ignore our history, and at times the history of the other. See, the Lord has reminded them through the patriarchs Abraham and Isaac and the stories of Jacob and Esau. And then he moves them into the Exodus movement where they cried out to Moses and Aaron. He walked them through the plagues in which they suffered and the moment at the parting of the Red Sea. In this history lesson, Joshua then reminds them of the conquest to overtake this land of milk and honey and how the Lord gave them the power to conquer the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites. And on the basis of this historical call out of hope and trust, on the basis of other gods closing in and demanding their worship, God, Yeshua, Jehovah, the Lord says to them, choose this day. I love the King James Version, whom ye will serve. I also love here that there is a choice touching upon the free will to decide to live another way. You may either serve the other gods, the Lord says, or you may stand in awe of the Lord, serve God in sincerity and faithfulness, and remember who God is and was and is to come. Choose this day. Joshua is calling the Israelite leaders into account. And this text is calling you, me, us, into account as well. We have our own shared historical stories. In my case, from slavery to Jim Crow to civil rights to my own personal experiences, you have your own past history. But between all of us, as we present ourselves in this moment to God, there is no explanation as to why we are here together except through no other than the mighty acts of a living God. Together, we are living our collective experience of witnessing God move in a miraculous way, renewing the church physically and transforming our hearts, our minds, and our souls collectively, while the community and the world witnesses a defining moment with a diverse group of people as we proclaim like the Israelites, as for me and my household, as for me and my tribe, as for me and my church, as for me and my campus, as for me and my faith community, in the midst of chaos, disappointment, grief, and celebration, we will serve the Lord. Here in this text, we have a group of people on the basis of personal and collective experiences of God, declaring their intention to serve God together and serve no other. These words, this phrase, this text, it's edgy. It's lively, it's sassy, it's passionate. It unites men and women, boys and girls, the red and the blue, the elephant and the donkey, the right and the left, from shining sea to shining sea. See, we as a church have experienced some defining moments in this past year alone. How will we protect our most vulnerable during the COVID pandemic? How will we serve the marginalized? How will we foster relationships in our community? How will we love our neighbor through job loss, food insecurity, experiencing homelessness, holding the hand of those who are overwhelmed with fear and racked with grief, while we fervently pray for our world? Choose this day whom you will serve. Because as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is just my humble opinion, church, but this individual and collective response goes deeper than convenient loyalty. It is a decision not merely of the lips, but of one's life. We too are in a defining moment, invited to be faithful, and in some cases to seek forgiveness, to seek reconciliation, and to recommit our lives, our words, our hearts, our hands, our minds, our bodies, our finances to Jesus Christ. This is not denominational dogma. Joshua says to the Israelites, and all these many millennia later is saying to us, choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whom ye will serve. Because for as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. See, the people of Israel responded in faith. So, beautiful people of God, our challenge is to be faithful in the midst of chaos and to choose to serve God. The same God who brought the Israelites out of the desert is the same God who transforms our hearts, our minds, our hands, our bodies, our words. The same God who is saying we cannot lose faith. The same God who brings us out of the past into a future of hope. So I leave you with this. This day, I choose God because God is love. I choose love because love is God. So with those who have ears, listen, I'm going to choose love even if you don't love nor like me back. I'm going to choose love in the midst of uncertainty, celebration, grief, and heartache. I'm going to choose love Even when the hatred and the injustice is frightening and overwhelming, I'm going to choose love. Not because I hold a pastoral position, but because I follow Jesus Christ. And this day, I invite you to also choose love. Because God is love, and love is God. And from this day forward, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing unto God, who is our rock, our redeemer, our strength, our deliverer, our hope, and our salvation. So that we may be the light leading people to the one true hope, the God of love through his Son, Jesus Christ. Choose this day whom you will serve. Because as for me and my household, we will serve a loving, forgiving, grace-filled, awesome God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this reminder from Joshua that we should have that question consistently in our minds and on our hearts whenever we wake up in the morning. Choose this day whom you will serve. Lord, as your beautiful people, we not only choose you out of love, but we choose one another for the same reason. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's gracious, beautiful, faithful, and committed people said, Amen.